This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The United Nations has pledged to cut poverty in half in less than a decade. One of the most urgent problems facing Africa is how to ensure the survival of future generations. That means saving the lives of both mothers and their babies. One out of every six children in Africa dies before the age of five. For women, the chance of dying in childbirth is three times higher in Africa than in industrial nations. In her series, Portraits of Poverty, NPR's Charlene Hunter-Gault traveled to Zambia and its neighbor, Mozambique. Those are two African countries trying to cope with the challenges of childbirth.
In this small, dark house in a poor black compound not far from Zambia's capital, Lusaka, the Kaganga family is grieving. Edward Lasalo Kaganga, the 83-year-old elder of the house, tells of losing two women in the family within days of each other, one from a botched abortion, the other whose ultimately fatal labor began at the funeral for the first. Countless numbers of women in Zambia and around the continent have died from botched abortions. And many more, like Estelle Kaganga, die from what doctors call the three delays: the delay to seek medical care, the delay to get to the point where they can get medical care, and the lack of appropriate treatment once there. Estelle's husband James tells of the family's ordeal from all three delays. His wife failed to heed the advice of nurses to return for monitoring after the first visit to the clinic revealed a possible breech birth, the legs of the baby coming before the head. The second delay occurred once Estelle's pains became almost unbearable. Securing transport in the poor area where the Kagangas live proved as difficult as the journey of a few miles over dirt roads full of potholes. But eventually they reached the neighborhood clinic.
She was admitted for about 6 to 7 hours.
Estelle's brother-in-law, Wisdom, describes the third delay at the clinic, where there was no doctor or midwife. After the long wait, the staff on duty told her to go to University Teaching Hospital several miles away, which specializes in difficult pregnancies. Only, as Wisdom recalls,
there was no ambulance.
As they struck out on foot, Estelle, barely able to walk, they flagged down a friend in a passing car, who only took them as far as the taxi rank on the outskirts of town. Then another 15-minute, tortuous ride to the hospital.
Within a few minutes, we were told that, you know, the mother has passed away, the baby also is dead.
At the hospital where 29-year-old Estelle died, Dr. Malindi Mwanamuntu headed a study on maternal mortality. He says her case is fairly typical.
Problems begin from rural areas, okay? So that some women, those that manage to eventually get to institutions like ours, they are in such bad shape that we can't save them.
Dr. Malindi says medical care is crippled by a lack of resources.
The front line, fighters to try to bring down this maternal mortality are midwives. And when they do produce midwives, midwives still leave the country. Generally, because our government cannot pay enough money to midwives. The brain drain is the biggest issue.
Zambia has a young population, with women bearing an average of almost six children. It also has one of the highest rates of maternal mortality on a continent that has its share of losses. At a special maternity mortality conference on the outskirts of Lusaka, organized by the government and its international partners UNICEF, WHO, and UNAIDS, government officials acknowledge such mistakes and are now drafting what they call a roadmap, defining the problem and trying to come up with solutions. Zambian doctors like Gracilia Mkumba report back their mostly bleak findings from a countrywide study of maternal mortality, including few theaters for delivery, inadequate supplies and equipment, low numbers of supervised deliveries, and a lack of emergency medical obstetrical care, or EMOC.
All health centers, those the ones that we visited, did not have any EMOC. facilities.
It measures the services, the key and relevant services.
Conferees like UNICEF's country director Lotta Silwander agreed, however, saying that even with limited resources, governments like Zambia can bring down the rate of maternal and infant mortality.
Skilled birth attendants can be trained in a year to actually do quite a lot, giving that 1 year training to quite a number of unemployed people, which there are plenty of in this country, I'm sure could do a lot.
One need go no further than neighboring Mozambique to a district clinic in Marikwenya, about an hour's drive outside the capital, Maputo, into the rural countryside. There we meet with a group of traditional healers who were trained in some of the basics of midwifery after Mozambique's devastating 15-year civil war. They had memories of the war years, delivering babies with little or no training and often with disastrous consequences. Anita Mashava, one of the traditional healers, recalled they only had traditional tools at their disposal. One, the back of a snail, which was sharp enough to cut the umbilical cord. Sometimes, she explained, that led to infections and death. She says traditional healers no longer use snail backs, but sterilized scissors from a kit prepared for them by the government's medical professionals. Mozambique has launched a campaign to get more expectant mothers to come to the hospitals for classes like this one, and also to make provisions for concerned pregnant women from the rural areas to come to district hospitals like this one at Manisa and stay there until the babies are born. At another district health center in Marikwan, Paulo Gama, the chief medical officer, says HIV/AIDS is putting a huge strain on limited resources and endangering their gains on infant mortality. Gama says there's not enough vitamins and medicine for the growing number of HIV/AIDS cases and not enough hospital space to accommodate the sickest, most of whom are women. Built in 1952, the hospital was designed to accommodate 58 patients, but the wards now are overloaded, and so is the staff of one doctor and seven health professionals who struggle as they see close to 400 patients a day. Lorenzo Moyo of the British-based NGO Action Aid says African governments and the international community need to be prepared for a battle that may jeopardize the UN's Millennium Development Goal of reducing infant and maternal mortality by half by 2015.
It's not one thing or two things or in 1 or 2 years that would be possible to revert the situation. It's a long process.
A long process. But Africa's future depends on being able to save its mothers and sustain the cry of this newborn baby girl as the new battle cry across the continent. Charlene Huttergalt, NPR News, Manisa, Mozambique.